This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 234 for Thursday, January 19th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola market continued to show weakness on Thursday, while there was overall mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil was lower along with European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil was mixed. After morning declines due to economic growth concerns and a 7.6 million barrel increase in U.S. commercial stockpiles, according to the American Petroleum Institute, crude oil rebounded to make modest gains. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract was down $10 per ton at $826.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in the red, but wheat was mixed with a negative bias. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a sale of 195,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. As for how much U.S. corn was sold during the weekend of January 12th, estimates range from 250,000 to 800,000 tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that an average of 1.01 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the weekend of January 13th, 65,000 barrels per day higher than the previous week. However, stocks dropped by 398,000 barrels. Corn-growing areas of Argentina are expecting rain this weekend, but not before temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius. The March corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.77. Hot temperatures are also deteriorating Argentina's soybean crop, but it is also expecting rain this weekend. Argentina's bean plantings are 88% complete, but 4% of the crop is rated good to excellent, compared to 56% rated poor to very poor. In the U.S., traders are estimating that between 600,000 and 1.2 million tons of soybeans were sold for export during the weekend of January 12th. Soy meal sales are expecting to be under 250,000 tons, while soy oil sales may be under 10,000 tons. The March soybean contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.15. Precipitation fell on wheat-growing areas in Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma yesterday, bringing much-needed moisture to hard red winter wheat crops, with more precipitation expected over the next 2 weeks. France Agrimer is expecting 10.6 million tons of French wheat to be exported this season, up 300,000 from its previous outlook. Ukraine has exported 8.9 million tons of wheat so far, while Russia is estimating 45.5 million tons of exports, according to their respective governments. China is set to sell 140,000 tons of state wheat reserves, while imports in 2022 were a record 9.96 million tons. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.35. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.32. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.04. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.